Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hi, friends. This is Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. For many people, the recession was a loud wake-up call to tighten their belts, cut back on unnecessary expenses, and save more. But now that the economy is slowly regaining strength, consumer spending is steadily rising, and savings rates are dwindling. While there's nothing wrong with spending when you can afford it, don't backslide and neglect your long-term financial goals, like building an emergency fund and saving for retirement. In this podcast, I'll give you 5 money-saving tips to free up extra cash. Tip number 1, create a financial routine. Having a financial routine is one of the best ways to master your money and avoid unnecessary expenses, like bank overdraft fees and late charges on bills and loan payments. Most people don't intend to make late payments or overdraw their bank account, but basic money management can fall through the cracks when you get busy or lose focus. The solution for staying on top of your finances and never getting hit with expensive late fees is to follow a money management system. Establish a personal finance day where each week, without fail, you accomplish tasks like reviewing expenses, verifying credit and debit card receipts, reconciling bank accounts, and setting up bill payments. In my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, I give you the details on the easy system that I use. Sticking with a routine will help you accomplish more in your financial life, like monitoring a budget, keeping an eye on your investments, and saving more money. It's also a smart way to catch a would-be identity thief who could wreck your finances. By the way, I created a resource page with over 20 of the best money and productivity tools that I use. I've gotten lots of great feedback from people who have started using some of them to take their personal finances to the next level. To find out what they are, visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and click the button that says Tools. Tip number 2, switch to free checking. If you're paying any bank fees, like monthly maintenance charges, ATM fees, or debit card fees, you need a better bank. There are many national and local institutions that charge absolutely nothing. In fact, some even pay you interest that's higher than current CD rates. One of my favorite places to find and compare high-interest checking accounts from institutions nationwide is checkingfinder.com. The banks and credit unions in the database are FDIC-insured, have no minimum balance requirement, refund ATM fees nationwide, and offer free online banking and bill pay. Tip number 3, focus on the cost of your time. A great way to rein in spending is to consider what an item costs you in time rather than dollars before you buy it. I'll use Sarah as an example. She works as an administrative assistant in an insurance office and earns $15 per hour. Whenever Sarah is trying to decide whether to buy something, she divides her hourly wage into the price to figure out how much working time the item would cost her. For example, if a beautiful pair of shoes catches her eye and they cost $120, she divides $120 by $15 an hour, which equals 8 hours of work. Sarah then asks herself, Would I be willing to work a minimum of 8 hours in exchange for these shoes? If the answer is no, she forgets about the shoes. And by the way, she'd actually have to work more than 8 hours because $15 is what she earns per hour before taxes. Tip number 4, cut healthcare expenses. Starting in 2014, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, requires most Americans to have health insurance or pay a penalty. Depending on your income and family size, you may qualify for financial help. Assistance comes in the form of an upfront tax credit, which reduces the cost of a plan purchased through your state's health insurance marketplace or exchange. Even if you already have insurance through an employer, if it's unaffordable, you may qualify to shop for a less expensive plan on the marketplace and cancel your policy at work. A workplace plan is considered unaffordable when self-only coverage costs more than 9.5% of your household income. Another way to cut healthcare expenses is to enroll in a type of insurance known as a high-deductible health plan. These plans offer lower premiums in exchange for higher out-of-pocket expenses. With a high-deductible health plan, you're also eligible for a health savings account, which allows you to use funds to pay for medical expenses on a tax-free basis. For more information, listen to a previous podcast called How to Save Money with High-Deductible Health Insurance, which is episode number 242. In the transcript for this show, I'll include a link to the Obamacare Eligibility Calculator that was created by InsuranceQuotes.com. You can use it to find out if you qualify for a health care subsidy. You'll find it on the Money Girl page at QuickAndDirtyTips.com. Just look for episode number 257, called 5 Clever Ways to Save More Money. Tip number 5, be a savvy grocery shopper.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Now, back to groceries. Most people can save money by eating more home-cooked meals. But don't fool yourself. Buying groceries doesn't automatically save you money. If you show up at the supermarket hungry and without a plan, you can easily buy more than you need or make expensive choices. So remember that eating in should never be an excuse to overspend. To save on groceries, always plan a menu for at least 3 dinner meals in advance. If you make enough for leftovers, that can give you food for an entire week. Try making the main dish of 1 meal without meat, like a pasta primavera or a big garden salad, to save even more. Coupons can certainly help lower your food bill, But don't get lured into buying something you don't need or that isn't a healthy option just because you have a coupon for it. When you're at the grocery store, only buy what you can eat. Prices for non-food and some non-perishable items, like paper towels, soaps, toothpaste, and drink mixes, can be too high. Do your research to see if prices are lower at local discount warehouse stores or drugstores. Here's a quick and dirty tip. Start keeping price data on the 10 items you buy the most. Use an Excel spreadsheet or a Google Doc and enter a row for each item and a column for different stores where you can get it locally or online. You'll quickly figure out where you should buy different items and know when an advertised sale is bogus. You'll see when a price is so good that you might want to stock up. After you master the first 10 items, keep adding more to the list. Though the economy is improving, be sure to stay diligent in cutting expenses and creating good financial habits. You might be surprised by how much small changes can reduce anxiety about money, improve your financial life, and make you feel more in control of your financial future. I'm sure you have clever ways to save money. Please share them with everyone on the Money Girl Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and do a search for Money Girl. If you're on Twitter, be sure to follow me under username @LauraAdams, LauraAdams with no space. Also, if you're not already subscribed to the Money Girl podcast in iTunes, that's how most people get the show. Subscribing is always free, and make sure that you'll get each new weekly episode as soon as it's published on the web. For hundreds of ways to do more with your money, get a copy of my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook. You can even download 2 free chapters at smartmovestogrowrich.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
The designer event is now on at Bloomingdale's, and you don't want to miss it. Shop the most sought-after handbags, shoes, and ready-to-wear from the top luxury designers, all at incredible savings. This sale only happens for a limited time, online and in-store. So head on over to Bloomingdale's today and shop the designer event.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.